truth is out there, and we are creeping closer to Halloween, which is the truth for ghosts.
Nobody can see your hand movements.
Can't do the hand wave that I'm can't see the hand wave that I'm doing.
Not until you start making this a video podcast.
I'm doing the let me lose some more weight first. I'm doing the hand wave thing. The chicken skin diet's working for me, by the way.
Is that all you're eating?
Yeah, just chicken skins.
Is that what you had me get from Dollar General earlier?
Yes.
In stick form?
In stick form. You can see how well I'm doing by going to YouTube and looking up Cape Championship Wrestling and then checking out my match against Chris Slammer. That's a quick plug. That has nothing to do with horror, although it was at Red Devil's Revenge, and there's nothing scarier than living in Chaffee, Missouri.
Again, Gary, Indiana.
Chaffee, Missouri, the semen stain on the...
Why is the worst one during the actual show?
So it's I Want to Believe. This is our October show. We will not be doing another show for I Want to Believe in the strictest sense. I'll give you a little bit more update or details about that in a second. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. You know that. Down at the end of the table. Nope, that's not how I do this show. That's Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Yeah.
Next to me, the esteemed Calvin Hebert Esquire.
Why am I Esquire? Doesn't that actually mean something?
I think it does mean something. Yeah, Lindsay.
Isn't it like the fourth? Because it's from Bill and Ted. That?
That's where it originated.
I think that's when you get to like the fourth. Like it's
Esquire?
I think.
I always thought it just meant you were like really classy.
No, it's an actual
I thought
like,
it was a
number.
Law term.
I don't know.
Allie, are you okay over there?
She's really
I'm
not.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Let me look it up real quick. Esquire, a title appended to a lawyer's surname.
Okay.
Or in Calvin's sense, a young nobleman who, in training for knighthood, acted as an attendant to a knight.
Hence, wild stallions.
That's a squire, not esquire.
Well, if you're going with esquire, that's a dirty magazine.
Esquire, a squire, same difference. Allie Hebert here with us tonight.
Hi.
Drawing a green ghost.
Yep.
Named...
Not Slimer.
Are you naming your ghosts?
No, I'm not.
You got to name the ghost. The ghost.
I named
power
one
you.
Posty Malone.
Jesus Christ!
I'm not kidding. I drew Posty Malone.
She really
I,
did.
Posty Malone is what I named.
Have you seen
him.
The meme of Post Malone and Ho Malone?
I
and yeah. It's a picture of Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
I am sad now.
I can't stand Post Malone.
That is not true.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
So we're recording late because Lindsay and Allie had to work late.
Yay,
and
truck day.
This podcast don't pay the bills. So here we are. Let's start off with some news and notes. And I want to thank you for listening to I Want to Believe, by the way, in case you didn't already realize that. We are very gracious to you joining us once again. As you heard on Thursday, Podzilla After Dark became Terrifying Tanner Thursday, except the man himself was not there, guaranteed he would be there, ended up not showing up. Instead, the show became Agonizing Alley Thursday. Who knows what it'll be this Thursday if Tanner doesn't show up again?
I'll actually be it for this one.
I won't.
It might be Lunatic Lindsay Thursday.
That's a strong possibility.
Or it could be Jolting Jesse Thursday. That's not very scary.
No.
What's scarier than jolting that starts with a J?
Jittering?
Jittering Jesse Kimball. It's a good name.
I mean, I can make several jokes that I don't want to make on the show.
Probably Thursday show episode jokes. We try to keep it clean here, minus the semen stain joke earlier. We talked about the tournament. The 2019 Podzilla 1985 Monster Mash Tournament.
I'm so upset that he put Pennywise and Krampus against each other on the first round.
Ugh. Yeah, so it was kind of a low move, personally.
I voted for Krampus.
I also voted for Krampus because I knew he was going to lose.
Can I tell you why I voted for Krampus?
Why?
Because I thought, and you get everyone out there is going to go, they're going to flip me off via... mental projection.
Okay.
I thought Krampus was better than It.
Really?
That is a strong, strong statement, I'm aware.
That is a strong statement.
But I enjoyed the movie Krampus as a whole more than I enjoyed the two It movies.
Send your hate mail to our P.O. box.
What about if it was the original It?
I mean, I enjoyed a stub toe more than the original It. The original It had one thing going for it, and
Tim
that was
Curry.
Tim Curry. Yeah, exactly. I really did. I thought Krampus was a better movie. So take that for what it is. And you probably don't believe me. You probably think I'm just voting this way because Allie's voting this way. But no, I really enjoyed the Krampus film.
I also voted for Chucky.
I
didn't get to vote on that one because it didn't pop up in anything.
Well, ask Jesse Kimball about the tournament times. So here's what we decided. We're going to put all of these horror monsters together. These famous horror, things. Stop it. I know. I posted it. It's very creepy. WW 2K20. Wait till tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to roast you so hard. We started with a pool of, 35? 35, 36?
Yeah, I listened to most of what you guys narrowed down.
Yeah, we narrowed it down to 16. Here are the 16, and I'll mention what the tournament brackets look like. First round, Jason Voorhees versus Chucky from Child's Play. Kayako, I'm not going to try to pronounce the last name. I probably could, but I just don't want to, from The Grudge. You know, the girl. Versus Frankenstein's monster. Not Frankenstein, you monster, because Frankenstein was the creator. Yes. Although it's widely accepted that Frankenstein as the name of the monster, in the same way that apparently you can say literally now and not mean it in the literal sense.
So I read something online that said Frankenstein entered a bodybuilding contest and realized that he completely misunderstood everything.
Oh no!
And someone corrected him and saying Frankenstein's the name of the doctor, not the monster. And they just responded with, "A doctor that built a body." And then someone else was like, "Someone actually used Frankenstein correctly and got corrected."
As Allie mentioned earlier, Pennywise and Krampus, first round against each other. The Candyman, Bradley, versus Leatherface. And then on the other side, we got Freddy Krueger versus Hannibal Lecter, Pinhead versus Dracula, Michael Myers versus Jigsaw, which I guess technically should be... is it Jigsaw or is it Billy the Puppet? We never actually came up with the full one. Pretty sure it's Jigsaw himself. And then The Thing versus the Xenomorph, which... Did I tell you, Calvin, because you were on that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we made a huge error?
What was the error?
Well, remember we said werewolves?
Yeah.
Was disqualified because there's not one werewolf and we didn't want to use like a whole group, and same thing with zombies?
Sure.
Yeah, we put Xenomorph on there.
And that's...
Which is just...
The same thing.
Yeah. Jesse and I debated this. We struggled with it internally. We decided to keep it just because it's that damn good.
Well, yeah, but also the first movie is just like...
The one
that
alien.
Xenomorph, yeah.
So I'll give it to you. It counts. Here's the update on that. By the way, you can vote on that sporadically or periodically on Podzilla 1985, our Facebook page. Right now, there are two already decided. Jason Voorhees beat Chucky, despite my best wishes. I think Chucky's better than Jason. Tanner can suck it. And then Frankenstein's monster beat Kayako, which I get. Frankenstein's monster is like more iconic, but I've never... You name one Frankenstein movie you've ever seen that scared you. Ever. I'll wait.
Will you? You'll be waiting a long time.
The Grudge was a much scarier film, and I think Kayako was a better monster. Yeah. But whatever. You people voted on it. You people voted. You're wrong. But I have to accept it because that's the rules. Right now, we got two polls up.
And they're both set for like way too long.
They are. That's a mistake. So get your votes in now before we cancel them. Right now, we got Pennywise going up against Pennywise is beating Krampus 70% to 30%.
So upset.
Krampus really needs those votes. Get out there and vote. And then Candyman currently beating Leatherface, and it's very, very close.
Yeah, it's actually pretty close.
52% to 48% right now, Candyman. I'm very surprised by that. I thought Leatherface would have a bigger victory on that because I didn't think a lot of people had watched Candyman. That was kind of one of those – it wasn't obscure when I was younger, but it wasn't talked about in the same way that like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and stuff like that was. But either way, go vote on those now. We'll have more from round one coming up, and we'll give you more details on Thursday, of course. But just head over to Podzilla 1985 on Facebook so you can make your voice heard, and we can decide who is the greatest monster in horror cinema 2019. Maybe they'll add some more ones later. Still really sore that we didn't put Pumpkinhead on that list.
I mean, do you think you would have made it?
Andrew Britton came in, and who's a listener of the show and one of our patrons, and he pointed out to me that we didn't put him on there, and I was like, oh my god. I think it was Pumpkinhead he mentioned.
Well, that was the one you made the status about.
It was Pumpkinhead and one other one, but I don't remember who the other one was. Pumpkinhead's the important one. Visually, yeah. Pumpkinhead's one of the greatest monsters of all time, hands down. But anyway, Podzilla 1985 Facebook. Go check it out and vote. We're not going to do a Halloween show. Important note, Halloween this year falls on Thursday, and we very much could do a Halloween show, but we refuse to.
Also, we're finally in a neighborhood that will have trick-or-treaters, and we're kind of excited about that.
So we're going to have a little get-together at our place instead. We're going to hand out some candy. We're going to watch some scary movies and Bob for apples, or we'll apple for Bob, because he'll be home too.
How does one apple?
For Bob?
Well, it's like how they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
But you got to, like, it's not as hard to aim at Bob.
We're supposed to throw it at him? That doesn't sound very nice.
No, no. Bob will be in a tub, and you dip in with your mouth and grab a piece.
No.
You get to pick which piece of Bob you put in your mouth.
Oh, God.
Or it could be random. Maybe we'll make the water cloudy. Cloudy water.
Milk Bob. Bath?
Ew.
So instead of a Halloween show, this will be your October, I want to believe. However, we are doing a special next week, I believe. This is pretty cool. Tanner got this for us. Someone made a call out to ghost hunters to investigate the River radio station here in Cape Girardeau, supposedly haunted. I don't want to name names yet, just in case that... No, I'm going to name names. Carly from River Radio asked, are there any ghost hunters in the area? And of course, the first people that they thought of was us. So Tanner and myself went down there. We spoke to a number of people at River Radio. They gave us all the details about this supposed haunting. It is very juicy stuff. We are going to be doing an overnight investigation on the 26th. We've got our toys. We've got our recorders. We're going to go down there and we're going to see if River Radio is haunted, who by, and then we'll put all that evidence together in a special and we'll post it for you guys just in time for Halloween.
We actually got tools.
We do. We've got cameras. We've got audio equipment. We've got infrared. Infrared cameras. We got thermal camera. We've got...
Do we actually have a thermal camera?
We do. EMF detector. We got a couple things we're going to play around with. None of that stupid stuff. Like, I believe it's the Ovilus that they have on, like, Ghost Adventures, where here's a data bank of words, and ghosts can manipulate their energy to say words.
I mean, you had an app like that on your phone that freaked us out one time.
Well, that's true, but that was just luck. These people, like, I don't know if the team from Ghost Adventures, and maybe other ghost hunters too, really believe that that's a thing. But that is just, it's ridiculous, and I don't believe in it.
Can you believe and make this comb bee stay in its ball because I need the candy?
Do you even want to believe in it?
This one, I don't. Because how would a ghost know? How much energy would a ghost have to manipulate to say the word he means? How does he know? That is one of the dumbest things. You talk about the reason that they don't take like this kind of stuff seriously. It's stuff like that a scientist would go, so let me get this straight. You have a data bank filled with words, and the ghost manipulates its energy to say specific words. How does that work? Magic?
Yeah, that's the one. Spirit energy.
Yeah.
Ectoplasm.
Yep.
It expresses itself feelings with music.
I wanna go full Randy Orton and just go stupid, stupid, stupid. Real quick, we missed the Area 51 get together.
We did.
They did apparently storm Area 51, and by storm Area 51, we absolutely mean a bunch of vendors showed up and sold stuff.
Yes.
There were a couple Naruto runners.
There were. A couple, really couple people got arrested.
Well, yeah.
A couple people did get arrested. No one left with an alien. No one died. I guess is the best outcome that you could hope for, that no one was killed. But what started out as kind of a funny joke turned into a legitimate phenomenon, ended on a whimper, where it was basically Woodstock for idiots, where they just kind of went out there and bought stuff. So congratulations, Internet. You won again.
Did they?
Well, this is congratulations, capitalism. You won again.
Yeah, you definitely won again. And mostly I'm just kicking myself because we didn't take advantage of it. Allie had a kick-ass shirt that she never finished.
It's true.
Could have made us rich. Got our wildest dreams. Then we could have afforded that ovulus. And then I wouldn't be shit-talking it.
I don't believe you. I think you would have shit-talked it as you were using it.
This is the stupidest thing ever. Oh my God, I said my name. It said building. How did it know we're in a building? Anyway. Speaking of things I don't believe in, first story of the night. This is from Coast to Coast AM, and this is stupid. History was made this past weekend in Salem, Massachusetts, which, by the way, is supposedly the epicenter for Halloween in the United States for some reason.
Because of the witch trials.
The witch trials, of course. History was made this past weekend in Salem, Massachusetts with the unveiling of the world's largest Ouija board.
What?
Oh, I think I saw a picture of it.
The monstrous creation dubbed Ouija-Zilla.
Ouija-Zilla. That's just a step away from Wedgie-Zilla.
Was the handiwork of Rick Schreck, vice president of the Talking Board Historical Society. Weighing a whopping 9,000 pounds, the hand-painted piece is comprised of 99 sheets of plywood and measures a staggering 3,168 square feet.
That's unnecessary.
Well, the whole thing is unnecessary. Sitting atop the enormous piece is a giant planchette, which weighs approximately 400 pounds and is designed so that it can be moved by just one person, making the massive talking board an actual working model. Congratulations, Salem, Massachusetts. You've wasted time.
You are the weakest link.
I mean, I guess you set a world record. They had Guinness out there. Guinness Book of World, or maybe it was Ripley. Somebody. I don't know. Believe it or not.
It feels like more of a Ripley thing.
It feels like it was a giant waste of time. Imagine the kind of ghost they're going to get a hold of with this. This is the only way to contact the Marshmallow Man.
Godzilla. Yeah.
Ouija-Zilla.
Yeah, it's how you contact Godzilla's ghost.
It's the only way to contact Godzilla's ghost. And if it doesn't say Parker Brothers on it, I'm not talking. If I was a ghost, if it doesn't have... it's not Parker Brothers. I had this argument with myself all the time. I got to find
out. Is it Hasbro?
I bet it's Hasbro. Might be Hasbro. Let me check it out real quick. Ouija board. It's actually not Ouija board, by the way. It's Ouija board. Everyone says Ouija board. Because everyone's stupid. Ouija board.
Stupid is the word of the day.
I mean, look at how it's spelled.
And I'm pretty sure you can buy it like with, you know, like different brand names, but it's Hasbro. It is Hasbro because we actually have the Hasbro version here.
It's the official.
Official Ouija board of Podzilla 1985. We will be taking that to the radio station too, because as much as I don't believe in the Ouija board, because I don't.
It's still another tool, sort of.
It is, and I'm always hoping to catch some kind of evidence with it, but I'm not a believer in the Ouija board. I don't think you can just get on the Ouija board and open yourself up to demons and all that, because if you remember... 2 years ago on the I Want to Believe Halloween special, when we had the Ouija board out, and I opened myself up to any demon that just wanted to ram straight up my ass, and none of them took the offer. And I guess I wasn't as cute back then as I am now, but I think it's ridiculous. I did get sick, though, after that show for like 2 weeks straight. But I figure if there's a real demon.
It was also October.
Yeah, I feel like that was more the running around in the graveyard.
Yeah, and
I like running around in graveyards. One day I hope to stay there forever. So, congratulations, Salem.
Grim.
Piece of garbage. Hey, this is from an Unexplained Mysteries. Lindsay, you'll like this one.
Okay.
This ties into something you like to do. A bizarre new type of footwear inspired by the biblical story of Jesus walking on water recently went on sale.
I think I saw this. It's like a Nike, but it's got holy water in the bottom of it.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I saw it, and I'm like, this can't be real, and I just skimmed over it. I didn't even read it.
Did they hire a priest to...
mass-produce holy water?
Yeah.
That I don't know. The insanely expensive shoes, which are, Lindsay?
Nikes.
Essentially a reworking of the Nike Air Max 97s, were launched in a limited capacity by Brooklyn-based company.
Ugly, uncomfortable shoe. Don't buy them.
I don't know what MSCHF are, but that's the company. Well, of course don't buy them. It's stupid anyway. They're $3,000.
Well, no, I meant Air Max 97s are not comfortable and you shouldn't buy them.
Oh. Adorned with various items of religious iconography.
Yes.
I could not spit that word out for some reason. The shoes feature laces made from 100% frankincense wool, a crucifix attached to the front, and references to the to biblical passages on the side. The most distinguishing feature, however, are soles injected with blue-colored holy water.
Which that part did look cool.
To simulate the concept of
Jesus
walking on
water. And then it had a little like cross hanging off of like the tongue or laces or
this
whatever.
This sounds like something Martin Luther would... nail a list of complaints on.
Well, so Daniel Greenberg is somebody from that company. I don't know if he's the owner or whatever, but he was quoted as saying, "We thought of the Arizona Iced Tea and Adidas collaboration, where they were selling shoes that advertised a beverage company that sells iced tea at bodegas. Remember that? We talked about that.
Which those were actually really cool looking.
Yes.
They were. This is my favorite quote. We were wondering, what would a collab with Jesus Christ look like? Because Jesus, as you know, is heavily into shoe design and collaborating with
via
companies.
His sandals. If I mean, you have... I feel like a thing with Crocs would have been better.
Even Jesus couldn't make Crocs cool. If you have $3,000 to spare and are looking to pick up a pair, however, you might be out of luck. The shoes sold out within a matter of minutes.
Why am I not surprised?
On the plus side, there are hints to suggest that a second batch is not outside the realm of possibility.
How many of them were bought by scalpers?
Hmm.
Because that would be kind of funny.
Nobody wants them, and scalpers got all of them.
Yeah. My question is, how many of them were bought by, like, actually religious people? Because doesn't that kind
of
go against
it would have
a lot of them would
it depends
have,
on which
yeah,
denomination
yeah honestly
in.
Well that and a lot of them would just have an issue with Nike period.
I don't know how Catholics would feel about it, cuz they are the ones that have a lot of the
imagery
icons but like I don't there's a lot of other religions mostly because of Martin Luther that don't like icons. And so they would stay very far away from those shoes.
Well, I mean, wouldn't selling a shoe for $3,000 that basically co-opts religion for a profit, wouldn't that just be...
Evangelicals.
What would you say?
Evangelicals.
Oh,
Catholics.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, no. I would say I feel like they would be offended by this, but they also support Trump, so... I guess you can't really offend some people. I take back what I said about Salem, Massachusetts.
These are the
people,
dumbest people.
Wait.
Definitely wasted
if
all
If I
the
wear
time.
These shoes into Salem, am I safe?
I think if you wear these shoes anywhere, you're safe, aren't you? You could just
don't literally try to walk on water.
You could moonwalk
into
hell.
They would need to deal with Crocs.
Yeah. Then they would have to do the Crocs.
The only way you could walk on water is if you literally strapped your feet to Crocs and they swam across the damn water for you. Oh, my God. If anyone out there is listening bought a pair of these $3,000 shoes, let us know where you live and we'll slap the shit out of you.
Free of charge.
Free of charge. We won't even charge you. That's what free means.
I was going to say for $3,000.
No, we'll take their shoes and then resell them on the
for $6,000.
Yeah. That's called making a profit. That's what Jesus would do, apparently. All right, Allie, get ready for alien action. You feeling this?
Sure.
This is from Fox News, which I have been... Don't give me that look. Look, I go where the news goes. And Fox News, for better or worse, lately...
They needed something else to report on.
They have been a paragon of virtue for the... Especially like the UFO stuff... I've seen more coverage on Fox than anywhere, which both impresses me and depresses me.
Sorry.
God bless Shep Smith. I miss you. Neil Cavuto, you're next. Chris Wallace is already dead in a box somewhere. A band of alien hunters, led by ex-punk rocker Tom DeLonge, claim they found evidence of UFOs. The U.S. organization To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences, bankrolled by former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge, best singer, says it's acquired quote-unquote exotic material from what could be an alien spacecraft. The team most famously turfed up classified footage of UFOs recorded by American pilots that were confirmed as real by the U.S. Navy earlier this month, which, do you remember that story?
Yes.
Because it's already buried under 50,000 feet of impeachment and Ukraine and NBA and Blizzard and everything else. The story of alien spacecrafts being confirmed by the United States government is already yesterday's news. That is the world we live in now, by the way.
Welcome
That's
to
depressing.
Trump.
Speaking to the New York Times, a spokesperson for the group gave a tantalizing tease of its next big scoop. When asked if they had obtained these exotic materials from UFOs, the spokesperson responded, certainly, even though To the Stars Academy has not yet provided proof to back up the claim. Luis Elizondo, who you remember us talking about when the news of that...
Is that President Camacho's brother?
No, it's not. The classified research in the UFOs that we talked about last year, which also got buried very, very quickly. He's the director of global security and special programs for DeLonge's group, said that, quote, the last thing we want to do is jump to any conclusions prematurely. Ultimately, the data is going to decide what something is or what something isn't. So they don't have proof ready to show now. But I, as much of a skeptic as I am, I would want to give them the benefit of the doubt on this because they are the ones that got that classified information from the Navy. They're the ones that brought to the forefront. Tom DeLonge is doing amazing things in the world of UFO research. So if they say we may have found something from a UFO, I am almost inclined to believe them because they haven't done anything to make me doubt. He was great in Angels and Airwaves, too. So, what do you think about that, Kellen? How much will this change the world if we didn't have President Trump? This would be the biggest story in the papers. If it's true.
If it's true.
Or it wouldn't have made the light of day yet.
It depends on who your president is. I voted for Hillary. This we just lost 20,000 listeners.
The hinging factor, I think, in the news cycle is not how outrageous it is, but literally, what is Trump doing? Like, it doesn't matter if he's doing something not outrageous. They're going to make it outrageous. Yeah. And so that's why I didn't, like, it's just not necessarily the outrage.
I don't like that we live in a world where the, like, before whenever someone claimed I have piece of a UFO, it was always in the, like, fourth page of the National Enquirer. It was somewhere behind Bat Boy and, like, Hillary Clinton having an affair with an alien. Now, this is legitimate. This is the same people that found legitimate evidence of UFOs caught by U.S. government, you know, personnel and stuff, and exposed it. And the U.S. government just kind of went, yeah, it's true. What?
And?
Ain't nothing going to happen.
What? Yeah.
And America just went, okay, we're more interested in Blizzard shutting down Hong Kong or whatever. And we're more interested in the Ace family, whatever the hell that is we were watching earlier. It's a long story, I guess. Go watch Philip DeFranco. I do. Daily.
I normally watch it with you, so I know, I guess.
But I was bored because I had an hour and a half to kill before you guys got here. But the point is that there's all these things that, like, when I was younger, would have blown my mind. When I was a teenager or before that, I was so obsessed with UFOs and evidence for UFOs. I used to watch all the shows on Fox. Jonathan Frakes hosted. I was a huge fan. And I would always think to myself, I want to live long enough to see proof of extraterrestrials. And now we have more and more proof coming out about extraterrestrials every other month.
Yeah.
You're falling asleep over there.
I'm sorry. You doing okay? It's been a long day.
Does Tom DeLonge not interest you?
She's done with her ghost already.
Tom DeLonge interests me.
I am.
What'd Mark Hoppus find lately? A 20 in his pocket that he didn't know about? Good for him. That's going to change the future.
I mean, they're about to release an album.
Oh, that's cool. We'll talk about that in 30 years from now.
I really don't think you're going to get an outrage about aliens unless there's, like, an actual physical alien standing in front of people.
I'm pretty sure.
And then they might not even know.
No, well, that's true.
I'm pretty sure aliens could come down to Earth and, like, walk straight up to, I don't know, Tom Hanks, slap him in the face, and it would get buried the next day.
No, not if they slapped Tom Hanks. He's too nice.
Maybe yeah, that's their
he's
plan.
He's too white, though.
The aliens... tinfoil hat time. The aliens...
that's my favorite kind of time.
Interfered with elections to make Trump president so that they could desensitize everybody to the crazy before they appear.
No. You're once again you're confusing aliens with Russians.
Oh.
It's Russians you're thinking about, not aliens. He does this all the time.
I mean, have you seen Russians?
The other day he was talking about, do you remember that Russian Alf that used to be on TV? I'm like, no, Calvin. Alf was an alien. You're getting them confused again. Allie, can you tell me what ALF stands for before we go on to the next segment?
No.
Because I always thought ALF was his name, but it was actually his description.
It's just alien life form, isn't it?
Alien life form.
His actual name is Gordon Shumway.
I thought that was his American, that was his Earth name.
Well, in the ALF cartoon, they called him Gordon, so...
You know what ALF liked to eat? Shut your mouth.
I don't even know this, man.
Mac and cheese. No.
No. You would, it's
you would be very upset.
Yeah, something dear to your heart.
Oh.
Alf liked to eat.
Just say it.
They have four legs.
Just say it.
They have four legs and tails.
We have two of them at home.
Yeah. I got all this information.
Well, can I ask you a favor?
What?
Answer the damn question.
No.
Just say cats.
No.
The musical.
You think I'm trying to turn this into something sexual?
No.
Okay. He liked to, he was always trying to eat the cat.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Lucky.
Lucky. Damn, tough room tonight. What's wrong with you?
Because Alf's not back in Pog form.
We're not doing anything else till she apologizes.
For what?
For being
You're
so
the one
rude.
Trying to upset me.
For not admitting that cats are delicious.
All right, moving on. Main topic of tonight, Halloween's right around the corner. And if you pay attention to Podzilla 1985 on our Thursday shows, you know at the beginning of every month, we give you our picks for movies you should watch this Halloween, this October. This year, we kind of gave you a little bit of a mix-up. We mixed it up. We gave you some to watch and some to avoid. Well, I was thinking about it earlier when we were talking about horror movies to watch. What is the scariest horror movie? And I'm not talking about the best horror movie, because as we said earlier, you can have a great horror movie that's not scary, like Predator.
Yeah.
Tanner, Predator. But what's a scary horror movie?
Well, does unsettling count?
I mean, if it's scary, yeah. If it scares you, if it made you tense and scared you, that's what a scary movie is. So I found the best place for horror. As I said, harpersbazaar.com has a list of the 30 scariest.
Wait, are you sure it's not .org?
No, it's .com.
Okay.
The 30 scary movies of all time. We're going to go through this list and make fun of it real quick. But before we do that, I want to know what you guys think is the scariest movie of all time. What movie scared you more than anything?
I don't know as a whole, but I've had a few that have left like images in my mind that I wasn't a fan of.
You want to name them or should we guess?
The opening of Ghost Ship.
That's a pretty
good.
That
still scars me. And then you leaving me alone to watch Dog Soldiers.
That's a good movie. You should have turned subtitles on. You could have understood the plot. Because they're all foreign. They're British and Scottish or something. So they're very, very thick accents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kevin, what's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
I would either vote for The Thing or The Shining.
Ooh, Thing was good.
Thing was really good. The Shining was really good too. Allie? Yeah.
I mean, The Thing was a good movie.
That's not the question.
It didn't really make me scared.
Has there ever been a movie that scared you?
Maybe whenever I was a child, but I don't remember.
Ooh, if we go with kids, Return to Oz was my nightmare fuel.
Tearing heads off.
Friday
the 13th scared you?
I don't... don't think it did.
I'm gonna stop addressing her because she's so out of it.
I'm not out of it.
She's not playing along.
You made me play.
And it upsets me.
A VR horror game, and that actually freaked me out.
There wasn't anything scary about that, but she didn't get scared of PT.
I did not.
Well, that's just walking down a hall. What's scary about a hall?
That was the scariest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like, I don't think anything's ever scared me more than PT did.
Abby might listen to this. We need to just play it down. Yeah.
It's just a hallway.
It's just a hall.
And a radio's playing.
Yeah. There's some pictures.
It's Hall Simulator.
In a bathroom.
The scariest movie I've ever seen, I would say, is Uzumaki, but I never finished it, so I have to pick one I finished, and that would be The Grudge. I feel like The Grudge...
I got scared at The Grudge the first time I saw it.
It's not the scariest movie ever made, but there's some right combination of that theater at that time with me actually freaked me out more than any other movie. That and Blair Witch. The Blair Witch Project, the original scared me.
Oh, no, yeah. Blair Witch... Yeah. Ours was the pizza guy, though, coming up to the door while we were watching it. We all screamed.
I want to say there's no pizza guy in Blair Witch.
No, but we were watching Blair Witch, and we just see the shadow go past the window.
I wish the pizza guy was here right now.
I know, you're hungry.
Could really go for some pizza. All right, so here's the list from Harper's Bazaar. I know you're thinking to yourself, Shannon, why Harper's Bazaar?
Because it was what he found.
It was what I found. I actually went through a couple lists, and I hated the list so much that I chose not to acknowledge it. So I picked one at random that I thought, okay, I'm not going to look at this list. So that way, if it's bad, we can make fun of it, but I don't know ahead of time. So, of course, Harper's Bazaar, which is fashion, celebrities, and stuff like that. If anyone's going to know horror, it's them. So I want to thank our sponsors for tonight, Harper's Bazaar, harperbazaar.com, where you can find the latest news about fashion and beauty. Sponsored this list. So, number 30, we've got A Quiet Place, 2018's scare-a-rama about monsters that take over the world and hear really well.
They all deserved it.
The monsters?
No.
You watch your mouth because Emily Blunt's in that.
Yes, she is, but...
She stepped on a nail and didn't scream. You do that.
She also went through childbirth quietly.
And didn't scream, yeah.
I know,
you accomplished that, and then you can talk shit about
it. At the same time, you'd think if you know you can't make any noise, maybe try not to get pregnant.
In a long list of dumb things you've ever said on this show, that may be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
That's fine.
Was that harsh?
I mean,
that felt a little harsher than I meant it to.
I'm not offended by it in any way. So,
if you're wrong, that implies she said something dumber, which is still insulting.
I've said some pretty dumb things in the past. I don't know if they were on the show, but I've said some pretty dumb things.
Number 29, Alien from 1979.
That's
okay. The haunted house in space movie, where the xenomorph, who's on our list, the one xenomorph. Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't know if I'd call it scary. It's too long.
Yeah,
to be scary.
It's drawn out for sure.
I mean, it can be unnerving, like in.
Yeah, well, A Quiet Place was unnerving because A Quiet Place wasn't scary, but there were parts of it that
you were just tense.
It did make me nervous, like her stepping on the
jump scares,
her stepping
loud
on
noises.
The nail because you knew it was going to happen.
I was cringing.
Number 28, Audition.
I've never watched it, and I refuse to because it's torture.
I've never watched it either. I've always heard it's really good. You know, Audition.
Never even heard.
It's Takashi Miike. It's his movie about a guy who holds fake auditions, but he's actually like looking for love. So then it's kind of his way to meet women, and he meets this really beautiful woman, and they kind of hit it off, and then turns out she's a complete monster.
Him up.
No! Don't say anything, just in case they watch it.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Okay, well, she ties him up. Go ahead.
And starts cutting pieces off of him.
Well, that's normal in love. The deeper you get in a relationship.
Are you a praying mantis? Who are you?
They just start with the head.
Yeah, so they just go straight for the head. What are you talking about? Number 27, Hereditary from 2018.
I didn't watch that one, did I?
No, you refused to go to
the bird.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You didn't want to go to the theater and watch it with us.
I watched the trailer and I'm like, nope, I'm out, bye.
That movie I thought was pretty good. There was one part in it that was legitimately upsetting to me, and
was it in the car?
It was in the car. It's like, I don't want to say what the scene is for people that are going to watch it, but I had heard going in that there was a part in it that was so traumatizing it would mess you up. And it really did.
Yeah, whenever we watched that movie, I thought it wasn't real. Like, they were going to go back and it wasn't going to be real, but it was a
100%
part of the
real
story.
Yeah.
Yes.
A24 does a lot of good horror films. They also did The Witch, and they did Midsommar, which we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, we need to see Midsommar.
Number 27. I hope I'm getting the numbers right here. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
The original?
The original. Well, yeah. No one thinks the new one's scary, except Tanner, who apparently loved it.
No, I like the original. I could see it being scary.
We're talking about the new one. It's terrible. The original's great.
Uh-huh.
It's the scariest
I went past the new one and just went back to the OG.
Freddy Krueger. Who's in our poll, by the way? Number 26. I'm gonna stop doing numbers because I'm gonna forget which number I'm on. The Blair Witch Project from 1999.
Yes.
The original, the scariest one.
It will make you motion sick.
It was so real that my family thought it was. My mom thought it was real. She thought that they actually went out there and died. Like it's not the original found footage horror film because I think that was the last broadcast, if I remember correctly. But it was the first successful one, made $40 billion. Yeah. Up until Paranormal Activity, it was the highest grossing film ever, and I think in ratio to how much they spent on it.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you, like, every time we make fun of these little cheap indie films, because a lot of cheap horror films, indie ones, are bad because they try to do more than what they have the budget for.
Yes.
But then you have one like Paranormal Activity or Blair Witch Project that uses that money perfectly.
And they hit it out of the park.
They make great films that cost very little and make a ton. So good to them. In fact, the next one, number 25, Paranormal Activity, which I know Lindsay's not a fan of.
It was good, but it was boring. I fell asleep in the theater multiple times.
I was a big fan of it.
I saw this movie with my friend Kelsey, and then we had a sleepover. I fell asleep and she yelled at me.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad to know it's not just me then.
Why did you fall asleep? I was so scared. And I was like, this was after the movie was over. She was scared after the movie ended and I just went to bed. And she wasn't happy that I let her just sit there awake alone.
Have you seen Paranormal Activity?
Sort of.
Okay.
Going to the theater with a girl.
Oh,
I'll put it that way.
Okay. So there was some activity, but it wasn't paranormal.
Wow.
That's what you're trying to tell me. Number 24, maybe?
I thought you said you were done
doing
numbers.
The Changeling from 1980. I've actually never seen this film.
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
It's supposed to be this really good, serious haunted house movie with George C. Scott, where he moves into this house that may be haunted by a boy, and he's trying to figure out what happened and why he's haunting it. And I've always heard it's amazing, and I've never watched it because it's an 80s serious drama horror movie, so it's going to be boring. So boring. But I do want to watch it, and that I say that could be one Tanner can make fun of me for, but he's probably never even heard of it. So, up next, The Innocents from 1961.
Never heard of it.
Heard of it, never watched it. Don't know anything about it. Can't talk. Next, The Ring from 2002.
That one was when we got, I watched that when we got snowed in at KatsuCon 9. Because we got, if we stayed on the road, we were going to get pulled over by the cops. So we just stopped at a hotel and called my parents, let them know. They're like, go ahead, use the credit card, buy a movie so you guys can watch something. And out of everything on there, that's what everybody voted for. As soon as the movie starts, I'm like, I'll be fine as long as this doesn't happen at the end. And the few people that already seen it just stared at me.
Was it the ghost coming out of the TV?
No, the.
The phone call?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I didn't find The Ring very scary, except for the part where they open up the closet door and you see the face of the person that was in there. That was the only part of that movie that scared me. I like that movie, don't get me wrong.
I watched it after I watched The Grudge, and I guess
weak sauce.
Well, I guess like after watching The Grudge, that kind of concept of or that flavor
the Japanese
of scare,
ghost, the, yeah. The long-haired pale ghost, yeah.
It was less effective.
Yeah.
Then they tried to calm the hotel room that I was in to try and freak me out after the movie, but it didn't work.
They were doing that to a lot of people, calling them and just going like, 7 days.
Uh-huh.
Like, of
it
what?
It also didn't like, help that they were giggling the entire time they were doing it.
The Ring put out a sequel called Ring 2, which I barely remember, and I think I liked it.
I don't remember it.
Then they made Rings, which was just bad.
I never saw
they
either of them.
They had a comic bad. Book version, I think, too.
Well, yeah, they. I mean, they had. It was a big thing in Japan. I don't know if in America how much they did, but Night of Living Dead up next, the 1967 original.
I like it.
I did too. I mean, it's
a
classic.
Little slow pace to really call it scary.
I actually prefer the remake from the 90s, directed by Tom Savini, which a lot of people go, "What?"
I don't know which one is which now in my head.
I
think I've seen both of them.
So the easiest way to distinguish the two, because they
black
are very, very similar.
Color?
Well, no, because they colorized the 1967 version.
I probably would have seen both of them on TV. So.
The easiest way I could say it, because it's the same basic plot. You still have the asshole that like father, and you have the black hero.
Okay.
But the easiest way to tell is the main girl. In the original version, she's almost catatonic for the most of the movie because she's traumatized. And in the 90s version,
okay.
She's much more aggressive.
I
and
remember
like,
the differences yeah. in it now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Both are good, but I prefer the Savini version. Next, The Eyes of My Mother. Never watched it.
Never heard of it.
I wanted to watch it, but it's also very, very slow. And I like slow horror movies if they're done well. Like, I like The Witch.
If it actually builds and isn't just meandering.
Yeah, and this one looked too indie, like too art house for me. There's a point where it gets too artsy, and I lose interest. Next, Poltergeist, 1982.
Love.
Very good movie. So much better than the remake. Although I'd like to watch the remake again. I'd like to see what it was all about. Allie's wondering
now. I
don't
think I saw the remake.
Yeah, because I made you watch the original the other day. Or a while back. And you
when
fell
did the remake
asleep?
Come out?
No.
The remake was like 2015, 2014. Something
oh, okay.
Like that.
Then I saw
it
the
had,
original.
I
haven't seen the remake.
I thought we watched the remake,
we did.
Didn't
me and Bob did. It's got... Oh, what was the guy from SNL? He's in the...
There's a lot of people on SNL.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you the skit he's in before you pass judgment? He's in the Marco Pumpgood skit.
The guest.
Sam Rockwell. Yeah, he's in it. Thank
Yay,
you.
Someone figured it out.
See? I knew I say Marco Pumpgood, and you know what I meant.
I was completely lost.
Next movie, The Hitcher from 1986.
What?
I remember seeing it a long time ago.
Say the title again?
No, I didn't hear you say the
Hitcher.
Title yet.
The Hitcher.
Okay.
It's about a hitchhiker that they pick up who's a homicidal murderer.
Oh, fun.
The only thing I remember about it is he ends up pulling the guy's girlfriend apart with two trucks in the end, like ties with each end. And,
no, thank you.
Drawn and quartered style? Wow.
No, no, thank you.
That's super messed up. Next, The Strangers. Never watched it. Home invasion, people with masks, Liv Tyler's in it.
I've seen part of it, and it didn't seem like overly scary, but it was... It was like one of those things where they try and build suspense,
yeah.
And then there was very little payoff, at least in the part I saw.
I'm just not a big fan of home invasion films. There's so many of them. Funny Games, The Strangers, The Purge, even the first one could be considered a home invasion film.
I hate The Purge.
I would like to watch The Purge sequels because the first one is so serious.
Yeah.
And then in the later sequels, they just kind of went crazy with it. It's almost like Saints Row, where they're just like, let's just make it weird. So I would kind of like to see what it became. But the first Purge movie I thought was super boring. It just didn't interest me.
They were all jerks.
Yeah, that's why they purge people. Because everybody... You would be the person I think would take most part of the Purge. You would put your little mask on, you'd go out there with a bat, and you'd start hitting people in the face. As angry as you get at everything, I figured the Purge would be perfect for you.
I would be more worried about the other people out there coming after me in the process.
That's true. It's dog eat dog out there. Next, The Exorcist. 1973 classic.
I wouldn't call it scary. It was gross.
There's a big list of classic horror films that are the quote unquote scariest movies ever that I just find to be boring. Good movies, but boring. The Exorcist is one of them. So is Rosemary's Baby. So is The Shining.
Never watched.
But I love The Shining.
The Shining is that unnerving
it is
thing.
I appreciate it so much more the second time I watched it than the first time I ever watched it. The first time I watched it, I didn't like it. The second time I watched it with Allie, she fell asleep. And I finished it and really enjoyed it. The Exorcist... vomiting up peas. She masturbates with a crucifix.
The spider walk was kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts.
It's edited out of so many versions.
Well, that's why you watch the unedited version. You're gonna want to watch her masturbate with a crucifix.
Mean.
And then buy the shoe. Show your religious dedication. Nexus, the Nexus, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974.
Nope.
Based on the story of Ed Gein, man who killed people and then used their flesh as fabric, basically.
I don't do slasher.
Hey, this is Leatherface, who you can vote for right now on the poll. He's running up against the Candyman.
Was Leatherface based on him?
On Ed Gein.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Mostly just like the mask and stuff. Yeah. Like the fact that he used, I mean, the dude was a real sicko. The only thing I remember about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was it was in the 70s. So all the girls had that really hot, hippie, free spirit look. Like they all had the feathered hair and the like really small shorts. And he put one of them on a hook, which always bothered me. And there's a part where he runs, like he opens up this door and he just hits this guy in the head with like a cleave or whatever. And it just makes this sickening thud.
Ugh.
And that always actually bothered me. Like, it's that sound effect that bothered me. So I can see why people are bothered by Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Squish.
Yeah, that thudding squish. Next, Suspiria. Never watched it.
Never heard of it.
It's a Dario Argento movie. Never seen it. I actually need to go back and watch that. Can't comment. The Shining.
There we go.
I fall asleep, as we mentioned before. I've never watched it in its entirety, but I've watched most of it.
I mostly appreciated it for Jack Nicholson's performance as Jack Torrance.
Yeah.
Even though I guess Stephen King didn't like that version because he thought that Jack Nicholson was too crazy for it. Which, I mean, from the beginning, he looks nuts.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, it was really, really good and I enjoyed it. The Devil's Backbone.
Never seen it.
It's a Guillermo del Toro movie before he got big in the United States.
Did we watch that?
I watched it years ago.
The title sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
I think either Bob and I watched it or I watched it on my own and it was fine. That's all I can remember is just it was fine. Everyone talks about how it was the scariest thing of all time and it was fine. Up next, one of my favorites, The Tale of Two Sisters.
Yes.
I have not seen it.
It's a Korean film.
We watched the original, and then didn't we watch the American adaptation?
Which I also liked, which was called The Uninvited. Ali, I think you've seen that.
I liked the original better.
Yeah. So it's basically about two sisters. One gets out of like a mental hospital, and they come home and meet dad's new girlfriend, which was the woman that took care of their mother when she was sick before she passed away. And they hate her. They don't want anything to do with her. And over time, they kind of start to see this ghost. They think maybe their mother. It's a good movie. The American version is actually so much different than the Korean version.
It really
is. Because the Korean version is sadder and the American version is way more violent. They're both good, though.
Doesn't the American one take place more at like a beach house also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the original Tale of Two Sisters, I think I've told this story before. I wanted it so bad and I saw it at Blockbuster. They finally got it in because I used to be big into like Asian horror, more so than I am now. They had it at Blockbuster and it was back when Blockbuster was doing that. If you rent it for so long, you buy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went and grabbed it, and I walked up, and I was like, I'm going to keep this for so long that you're never going to see it again. Can I go get the case for it?
And he's like, I'm basically going to be buying this. Yeah, so
you're
going to
get my money, so can I just have the case? And they were just like, sure. So I did. But the shitty thing about it is that the case that they had at Blockbuster was the rated version where the two girls are on the cover and they're in their dresses and whatnot. But then Walmart, like a week later
yeah.
had the unrated version where they're covered in blood and stuff. No, I've never got the unrated version. I've never seen the unrated version. Just the standard one.
Still really enjoyed that movie though.
The Descent. Girls go cave diving, monsters. It's okay.
No clear.
It's supposed to be this really claustrophobic horror film.
It worked in that sense.
I mean, if you're afraid, if you're claustrophobic, but I'm not, so.
Being trapped somewhere, yeah.
I'm sorry. Everyone here that's actually been cave diving, raise your hand.
I've been in a cave and I refuse to go cave diving.
Have you been cave diving?
It's called spelunking, but yes.
Yes. All right, everyone.
We went, like, on one of the camping things that we did. It was literally to go to a cave and we had a rope. And
who was we?
It was with the church.
Does he have a little spelunking mouse in his pocket?
Well, I'm just trying to, like, when he says we, I'm trying to realize if I was a part of any of this.
It was me and a youth group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who here has been spelunking and is too big to fit through cracks? Raise your hand.
One.
One. We went cave diving for a field biology class in college, and we got all the way through the cave. Me and Bob, it was us together, and my cousin Ryan. We were taking this class, and Ryan's super skinny. You know, he's like, he's crack skinny, meth skinny. So we get to the end, and to get to the end, you have to like crawl through this space, just like go through the middle. And we couldn't fit. And no one scouted this out ahead of time. So me and Bob had to go all the way back through the cave alone. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever been through, because you had to go underwater briefly, and I don't swim. I was terrified, but we made it, I think. Or this is the afterlife.
This is all a
that's
a
long
death dream.
Afterlife yeah. for you.
How long do you think the afterlife lasts?
But I mean, being aware of, I don't know.
See, I was always the lightest one, so I was always the one that had to go down the rope first.
So you were the the guinea pig.
I was the one that they could anchor the easiest. So.
And then when they went in the caves, they put you in a little cage, and if you died...
He's not a canary.
They knew the cave wasn't
it's
safe anymore.
It's not mine.
The next one, I don't even know what the hell this is. Elf Orphanato.
What?
No clue.
I mean, the fact that you can't even really pronounce it...
Yeah, I've never heard of this one. Like, I've never even heard of this one.
Is it about an elephant?
Tantalizing twist that turns to leading... Chilling revelations.
What?
Wow.
Moving on. Inside.
Ugh. Versus outside?
There, like 2007 through 2000, whatever, there was this real big revolution in French cinema where they went overboard with like these gory horror movies.
No, thank you.
There was Martyrs, Inside, Borderlands, I think was one of them. Inside.
No, that's a game.
It is a game.
They have a hair dye set now.
They do, actually. And you get like some kind of DLC if you buy it
uh-huh.
in the game. Wonder if we see Jesse with like pink hair soon,
it's,
we know.
It's through Splat. They've got four different colors.
Huh.
And they actually have the characters on the box, which is kind of neat.
So, sorry, like, tangent.
No, I forgot about that. I wonder if they talked about that on Nerd Up or if it was one of the segments that they lost. Anyway, not laughing at them. Inside is about a woman who's pregnant, and it's just her... alone, and some crazy woman's trying to break in to steal her baby.
Oh.
That's the movie.
No, thank you.
That's the entire movie. And here's a spoiler. She wins, because in the end, she cuts the baby out of the woman's stomach. That's how the movie ends. Yeah. I don't like those movies.
I don't want to see it.
No, yeah, thank you.
I'm not a fan of them. They did remake it in America. I don't know how that one went. Oh, wow. This one's on the list. I'm very surprised. Lovely Molly.
Never heard seen of it.
This was a pretty cool one. It's just about a girl who may or may not be crazy and her dealing with like her past and in the end she's naked and then there's this kind of goat monster type thing. It's really good. I don't want to say too much about it. It's on Netflix like right now. So if you've never seen Lovely Molly, go watch it. It was a pleasant surprise. I really liked it. Think about that. The Babadook.
I liked it except for that kid.
Yeah, and I know Bob says the same thing, and I agree the kid is annoying, but I think that's...
The book was awesome looking.
But the kid, I think that's the point of the kid, is that the kid's driving the mother crazy. Mm-hmm. That's like saying, I like this movie except the bad guy, he made me dislike him.
Boy, that's the point of the bad guy.
That's what a bad guy does.
Well, I mean, nowadays, we have like the Joker and stuff where you're supposed to actively sympathize with them.
Which Bob did.
Bob completely did.
In the way that makes me worry, because he's also got a lot of guns.
Uh-huh. Fun fact about the Babadook and Billie Eilish, her song Bury a Friend is based off of the Babadook.
Huh.
In what ways,
it's
I have no idea.
It's her favorite movie.
Well, that's pretty cute. I like that.
Okay.
I think my favorite part of the Babadook is that Jesse figured out that it was like a Warcraft dragon noise.
Yes! That like a Warcraft 3.
Yeah, it's the squall the dragon makes, the screech. That is the sound of the Babadook in the film.
That's hilarious.
Because he like searched for this sound effect till he found the right one. But yeah, that's a very, very good one. Starry Eyes, which I have seen, and this is how good it is.
You don't remember it?
It's about a girl who wants to be an actress. Who did I watch this with?
Did we watch it?
I think you and I watched it.
She wants to be an actress.
So she like makes a deal with basically like a cult kind of thing.
I'd rather watch Perfect Blue.
Was this the one where...
It's an anime.
Yeah.
She originally wants to be an actress, and of course the like, well, you can get this part if you have sex with me. And then she says no, but then she finds the cult.
I'm going to be honest, I barely remember this movie.
And she's like with random friends that...
Yes, and she murders them.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Random parts I remember about the movie.
All I remember is the picture on the front where her nipples are poking through. And not just like her nipples, but like her entire, like the whole puffy part of them. And
I'm still you'd have for to see Perfect the Blue. It's about an actress.
And isn't it also about a stalker?
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah. I saw that movie a long time ago. I always thought it was really cool. The Taking of Deborah Logan.
Never seen it.
Everyone's going to go, what? And then no, I mentioned it's about a woman who has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, you guys have talked about it. But I haven't seen it.
You've never actually seen it?
No.
Yeah, I know you and I watched that one.
I get it. I get what you're doing, and I don't like it, for the record. It's about a woman who's got Alzheimer's, and they're doing a documentary about it, and it turns out she may not actually have Alzheimer's. Ooh, spooky. You know what's scarier than monsters?
Ghosts giving her Alzheimer's?
Mental illness?
I mean, do you want me to, like, spoil it?
Sure.
It's like some kind of like curse or something.
Hmm. Witches.
In the end, she's a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they save her. I don't remember the ending.
It's been so long.
I just remember it's a really good movie. And it's also on Netflix. So even though we just spoiled it for you.
You can still watch it.
Next, The Witch.
Never watched it. You guys went and saw it without me.
We have the Blu-ray version. And we do have the goat. We have the pop.
I got you the goat.
I've got the goat.
I'm the one that put it up in our room, though.
That's fine. How the goat got to our room is not important. We have the goat.
Out of context quotes.
How the goat got to our room is not important.
I'm just not imagining you holding a pet goat. How the goat got here is not important. We just have one.
Like one of the cute a black ones one. That hops around.
No, this is a devil one. Have you seen The Witch?
No.
It's about a family who gets like it's in New England, and this is in, I don't know what time period it is, but it's like Puritan almost, and they kind of leave the church and they go out on their own and they're raising their family and they're supposedly witches, and then all of a sudden their baby gets kidnapped and
sounds highly convoluted.
There's a goat. No, this actually happened. This is based on a true story. It's also on Netflix.
Wait, is the goat a historical figure?
Yes, the devil. There's not much of a more historical figure than the devil. Shit, did we just ruin another one? Spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alert that the goat is the devil. Okay.
Spoiler alert that the devil's bad. Mm. And in what is a fantastic movie and absolutely ridiculous that this is their, I'm assuming, their pick for the scariest movie of all time, Get Out.
Really?
I guess if you're black, it could be the scariest movie of all time.
I still haven't seen it.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's a really good movie.
But it's not scary. Maybe it's not scary to me as a white man. No. But as a white man,
you said that like a little sweet child.
I mean,
I think other people will have different interpretations than I do. To some people, it's probably terrifying.
Not unnerving in a typical horror movie sense.
Yeah.
It's unnerving in this. You are seeing these awful people do things, but they act very much like people that you see around you all the time.
They're very nice. Like the father in it, when he meets
him. I can see how it's scary.
Yeah.
But when he meets him, he talks about how he would have voted for Obama a third time if he could. Like, they're very, very nice people, and they make you feel secure, and it turns out they want to steal your body for old white people.
And then the daughter eats dry cereal with a glass of milk. Like, ooh. She won't just eat the cereal.
Yeah, no, she's crazy. Okay.
Nothing scarier than eating cereal without milk.
I mean, I eat dry cereal all the time.
But
do you drink milk right after it and mix it together in your mouth?
No.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, okay, you criticize that, but you don't criticize Frank Reynolds the way he makes sandwiches. He puts them all in his mouth and chews them up together. I criticize
Frank Reynolds for a lot of things.
What do you have against banging whores and boiling denim?
Can I offer you an egg in these trying times?
That's the one I was going to say.
Oh, you bitch. You stole it. All right. So there's your list of their scariest movies of all time. It was actually a pretty good list, but it's missing some real big ones on there. Like, where was The Thing?
The Thing should have been on there.
The Thing should have definitely been on there.
Honestly, either one should have been on there, but especially the old one.
Yeah. Especially the old one. Child's Play, I feel like, should have been on there. Because that's pretty scary when you're younger, that your doll could, it's like Toy Story, except your doll is a homicidal maniac. So, yeah, there were some big ones missing from that. But as a whole, it was a pretty good list. So, thank you, Harper's Bazaar, for the big...
.com.
For your sponsorship. What did I say it was earlier?
Sponsorship?
Was it the sponsor for the show tonight?
Yes.
They're not. They've never heard of us.
We don't have sponsors.
We do.
We have lovely patrons.
No, we have sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Villainous Grounds.
Press start to join. If you would like to become a sponsor on the show and get your message literally out to hundreds, that's a kid. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight, and that's going to be your I Want to Believe for the month of October. We are going to be back on Thursday with another episode of Terrifying Tanner Thursday. We'll give you an update on the Monster Mash 2019, and we'll have some more spooky topics to talk about. Tomorrow, of course, is Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where I feel like there's something we need to talk about.
How terrible the game's going to be?
Well, yeah, but something like newsworthy. Well, they had the draft. We'll talk about that. It'll be important.
It continued, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're going to go investigate River Radio next week. That should be a lot of fun. Until then, for myself, for Allie, Calvin, I kept wanting to say Tanner.
I am, don't take up that much space.
And part of Lindsay. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to I Want to Believe Tonight. Make sure you get in the Halloween spirit. You make sure you leave those pumpkins out, or Sam Hain, he will gut you like the coward pig you are. Also watch this movie. Good night, everybody.